At the Lenten pre-sanctified liturgy, we sing these words from the Psalms. O Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. Receive the voice of my prayer when I call upon you. When we have an intimate personal relationship and speak about intimate things, we talk face to face. We use the vocal cords and a soft voice whenever we are alone together and our privacy is assured. When necessary, we whisper. And this applies to private prayer. Certainly God knows what passes through our minds. He doesn't need ears to hear us. We, on the other hand, are created to communicate through words by using the voice. The voice employs our body, and we use our bodies in prayer, along with our minds, to fully engage our hearts. As Jesus taught us, we pray in an inner room, not only so that we cannot be seen and are not distracted, but also so that we can speak about intimate things freely and not be overheard. But this is not always possible. What we can do is form each words in our minds and avoid the temptation to read our prayers as if we were skimming a novel. Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night." The word translated meditates means in its original literal sense to mutter, that is, to speak in a soft voice. And what of silence? While we pray words with our voices, we can and should pray attentively, conscious of God's presence, without words, in silence. This is not an easy thing to do for sustained periods, but it is a good idea to stand in silence when we begin our prayers, to orient ourselves to where we are and what we are doing. We should also end our prayers in silence, to savor the intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father that we enjoy through the work and person of Jesus Christ. There is much more to be said about truly silent prayer. I want to read the words of this prayer commonly attributed to St. Philaret of Moscow. A different translation is found on page 129 of the Publican's Prayer Book. Listen to how the person praying uses words to pray silently. With these words, he silences himself. My Lord, I know not what I ought to ask of you. You and you alone know my needs. You love me more than I am able to love you. O Father, grant unto me your servant all which I cannot ask. For a cross I dare not ask, nor for consolation. I dare only to stand in your presence. My heart is open to you. You see my needs of which I myself am unaware. Behold and lift me up. In your presence I stand, awed and silenced by your will and your judgments, into which my mind cannot penetrate. To you I offer myself as a sacrifice. No other desire is mine but to fulfill your will. Amen. It is the work of a lifetime of prayer to make words like these truly our own, and to pray them at every moment from the heart. Let me close with words from another prayer of St. Philaret. Direct my will, teach me how to pray, and pray yourself in me. This is our hope, and this is our goal.